All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio, where we anti-war. Pentagon says 2014 Afghan deadline, aspirational. And that's the Reuters headline. Awesome. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, it's this show's producer and Antiwar.com's development director, Angela Keaton. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Oh, and thank you, Scott. And I just, can we shout out, I want, with permission, I have a, well, thank you for a very, very special donor who donated something very creative. Donations for Antiwar.com can take the form of computer equipment, software, computers, and that's a gentle hint for anyone who has any broken laptops, either Mac or PC, we need them. And without getting into detail, a wonderful donor by the name of Kathy Bowman donated a Southwest flyer voucher, which allowed one of our people to attend an event that otherwise would not have been possible, and it's really, that really touched us, and I just want to say thank you, Kathy, for all you do.
That's cool. Yeah, thanks, so, Kathy.
So, and I want to also thank Jim, I don't want to give out his last name, but I want to thank out the donor who donated Microsoft software, because I needed some extra software to do both donor work and some bookkeeping for antiwar.com, because much of what I do also is administrative, and I want to give a quick shout out to our administrators at antiwar.com, Lex, Wendy, Michael, Mike, the people who do the physical work behind the scenes that make antiwar.com happen. And when Robin too. And Deb.
and Malcolm. So, by the way, you might have been able to tell everybody that the subject today is Antiwar.com's donation drive, which is in full swing, if we can call it that. Can we call it that, full swing?
Yes, and I want, once again, Antiwar Radio listeners, you're loyal, you're amazing, and you're from all over. I realize a lot of people don't get to listen to the show live, so wherever you are, thank you. And please do a shout-out. Let us know where you're listening from and how you listen to the show and who your favorite guests are. It's an amazing thing to hear that people from all over get to hear this show in some form or another. And tonight, all of Los Angeles will get to hear you interview Gareth Porter.
And Eric Margolies, too.
And Eric Margolies. I'm very, very excited. So just, I want to do a big shout of thanks. Thank you so much, all of you. Pleased with the monthly donations. We're working very hard to switch to monthlies, because that allows us to budget, allows us to plan, it allows us to take, you know, whoever throws something at us, Lindsey Graham, Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter. We're able to stand up to the problems of the warfare state. I'm sorry if I also, and I apologize to the audience if I don't sound as full of energy as normal. It's been kind of a long 24 hours in antiwar.com.
Well, I know, over at the Chaos Stream, I haven't got a single cue right yet, so you're fitting in fine.
Yeah, also, I mean, your donations allow someone like me to do work like this and focus on this exclusively. And it allows Scott to do the same, and it allows Justin to write.
Here, wait, let me say this part. Okay. This show does not work out if I don't have Angela's production. She's the one who gets all these people lined up all the time, and in a hurry too, in an emergency sometimes. And it's not just a one-man show here. It only seems that way.
So many volunteers and interns, and I want to give a shout out to our chief interns, Adam and Aaron, who are just absolutely amazing. And without our intern program, I know Antiwar Radio couldn't function. So just much, much gratitude to our interns and to our regular volunteers. Nick, little Angela, Sean, Manuel. There's so many, many people that help us out regularly. And Aaron Tao, he's one of our Ron Paul young people from the high schools, who works on the antiwar.com Facebook page every day, which serves about 5,000 people. So cool. We're just full of gratitude. I want to thank all these people, but just also let everyone in the listening audience know it takes many, many people to make antiwar.com happen. I don't even want to begin to describe long after Eric and Justin, our fearless leaders, are older and don't care about the tell-all memoirs, I will describe Eric's day in full so everyone knows exactly what went into making antiwar.com.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can really imagine how hard Eric works. Well, I guess if you figure what would it be like to work in a coal mine, that's about how hard Eric works on the site all day, every day, 365 days a year with no exceptions.
Yeah, and we're in a movement with some people with an amazing work ethic, so, and Eric's work ethic stands even beyond theirs. So just you know, I mean, just to let people know what it takes to make antiwar.com and to let them know how their money is spent, because we pretty much every dime goes back in, you know, goes back directly into what you see on the page in some form or another. It's a very, very good value for your dollar.
A lot of people more and more are getting stuff from Amazon.com, so why don't you tell them a little bit about antiwar.com's program with them.
Thank you, Scott. Amazon, we get, every time you shop through our cookie, you know, our link at antiwar.com for Amazon, we get anywhere from 3 to 15-16% of that. It's not attached to your actual price. It's just what Amazon's giving as a kickback to show everyone what great guys Amazon is made up of. And we have a special link for our Canadian listeners and readers, of whom we have many. So shout out to those on the other side of the border. And our UK readers and listeners. So whatever your Amazon needs are, and believe me, you can get just about anything through Amazon, including vegan jerky. Let you know. So and
vegan jerky of what? Never mind.
Okay.
All right. So you can get you can do all kinds of PayPal and debit card and credit card. It's the monthly donation thing that really helps out, right? People sign up to give us $20-$25 a month, $50. $1,000 a month. That's what really helps.
We have some, and you know, we have some people who give. I mean, who do give in the, you know, over $100 a month to support antiwar.com, and we are amazingly grateful. It's all tax deductible, and there's also other ways to support antiwar.com. If you want to buy an ad in our newsletter, an ad on our site, some other form of a vending relationship with antiwar.com, my number is 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. We have sponsors, including the Liberty stickers, which is owned by thebumpersticker.com. So please give us a shout out if you want to do some business with us. We are also looking for other ways to make money to support the site. So donors know that we're looking at every avenue to make sure that antiwar.com stays up there and stays the great value that it is.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, think about the nightmare that would exist in a world without antiwar.com. You know, Eric used to use that picture of the gravestone with error 404, page not found on it. I used to imagine, like, what would it really be like to not have antiwar.com around? What would we do? Where would we go?
What would we do? Well, we wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't know anything. I mean, if it weren't for Jason, I'd know nothing. If it weren't for you, I'd know nothing.
Well, it's important work. And, you know, all of us could have real jobs and make real livings, but we do this because it's a higher value to us, and everybody knows that. It's an honest gig here. And we're not asking for a lot. We're asking for just enough. That's all.
Just you know, we want to keep this your best money value, your best service for all your basically all your foreign policy needs. And if you don't find a need being met, write me. Not only can we make adjustments and changes, but I can also refer you to other great sites like Just Foreign Policy and different other groups that we work with and other resources that we use. Because we as Justin puts it, we're taking a bit more of an activist bent. We're kind of looking to be kind of your full service needs for anti-war activism too.
Right on. Yeah, I sure hope to see more of that. It's this new political realignment, peace and liberty first, everything else later. We got to get it accomplished, and you know, we've been in agreement about that antiwar.com for a long time. I agree that it is time to really start getting with the organization there. I think I'll leave that to you though. All right. So tell us again the web address and your phone number, Angela, where people can contact you, and your email address too.
Antiwar/donate. And either Angela or A. Keaton or pretty much any kind of Keaton at antiwar.com will get to me. But Angela at antiwar.com gets to me, and I check every email. And if it doesn't make it past our very fancy spam filter, because we do get attacked occasionally, I will find it. And certainly always feel free to call me. I'm always here, 323-512-7095. And if I don't pick up, it's because I can only afford one line, because we want to keep it a good value for you.
Good deal. Yeah, I try to remember that too. Well, she must be on the other line doing something important. All right. Well, again, that's antiwar.com/donate. We'll take your debit, your credit, monthly donation, take Eat Gold and PayPal, and you can get a credit card that gives you a kickback to us, and Amazon.com link, and cool. All right. Thanks very much, Angela. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Scott.
And you know what, y'all? I'm sorry to beat y'all over the head about that. I hate asking for money. It doesn't seem right. But then again, it is what it is. And what are you going to do without antiwar.com? Be bummed out, right? So it's worth it. Chip in just a little. Thank you.